Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a slight chance for an isolated storm mainly early on, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures working up into the mid-80s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a chance for some late night showers and storms in 64. Then for your Wednesday, partial sunshine, still can't rule out that chance for some showers and storms with a high temperature of 83. I'm Michael Caro. Right now, 69 degrees.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezine's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezineFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Authorities say one of the two people who died when a car ran off an interstate overpass in Kansas City was a student at the University of Central Missouri. Kansas City Star reports that a 21-year-old female student and a 22-year-old man from Overland Park, Kansas, died at the scene of the late Saturday night crash along Interstate 435. Two other students from the Warrensburg School also injured, one critically, the other seriously. Names of the victims not being released, pending notification of relatives. And two people were killed early Monday after a two-vehicle head-on crash on K4 on the Oakland Expressway just northeast of Topeka. According to the Topeka Capital Journal, the driver of each vehicle died. It happened around 6:15 Monday morning and involved two pickup trucks that collided head-on while on the north end of the Oakland Expressway on K4, just a half mile south of U.S. 24. Mid-America Network News.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.
Authorities have arrested a man accused of killing his sister in Kansas City. Kansas City Star reports that the woman's body was found Sunday night while responding to a report of a cutting. Name of the victim not immediately released. Kansas City Police Chief Daryl Forte said in a tweet that domestic violence cases occur far too often. He urged people to help those who are afraid. And tornado research has surged since a massive twister destroyed much of Joplin, killing 161 people in 2011. The Joplin Globe reports that engineers, meteorologists, and social scientists have published almost 800 peer-reviewed studies about tornadoes over the past 5 years. Kansas is located in what is known as Tornado Alley, one of the most active tornadic areas in the entire country and the entire world. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says fewer than 1% of all tornadoes are rated as F5, and few of those strike populated areas. Mid-America Network News.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Mid-America Network News. I'm already say two people have died in a head-on collision just north of Norfolk. Norfolk radio station KNEN reports the collision occurred on U.S. Highway 81. The Madison County Sheriff's Office says a car being driven north in the southbound lane struck an oncoming vehicle, killing its driver and a passenger. Authorities say the car driver escaped before his car burst into flames. Repairs have begun on a cracked cross atop St. Mary's Cathedral in Grand Island. Reverend Richard Piankowski told the Grand Island Independent that workers repairing copper and slate on the cathedral roof this past spring noticed cracks on the backside of the cross. He's hoping the cross repairs will be finished by the second week of July. And Christmas comes early for Governor Pete Ricketts. Governor reports more than 400 gifts last year from constituents, friends, business associates, and lobbyists. Mid-America Network News.
Your wait is almost over. Coming soon. Details on when and where to purchase your Dodge City Days kickoff concert tickets. 100.9 and 94.7 The Bowl present Rusty Ryerson.
Hey, hello.
American country singer-songwriter Sam Riggs.
We were the lucky ones, raised up to be fighters.
And this year's headlining act, it's the Dodge City Days kickoff concert. Saturday, July 30th, Spring. General Pest Control and LDI Lang Diesel. And presented by Network Sports Radio 1410 KGSO and 1480 KQAM, The Big Talker Wichita, and your number one choice for country and fun, 100.9 and 94.7 The Bull.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Plans are underway for the centennial edition of the Marshall County Fair upcoming July 15th through the 19th. Advanced discount armbands went on sale this week for the carnival rides. Good Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday evenings. They are $20 each and available at the Marshall County Extension Office or the State Bank in Blue Rapids. Among activities planned this year, the Fair Board is offering a $100 prize for the best decorated birthday sheet cake. All of the cakes judged in this class will be served to the public at the Fair's birthday party Tuesday, July 19th. They can be any flavor, made from mix or scratch, must be a full sheet pan size. Judging will be only on the decorating. Pre-entry is requested by July 1st. Also, a barn quilt division will be featured. Judging at the county fair will be People's Choice, and the winning entry will go to the Kansas State Fair to be judged. Champion of this judging will be permanently displayed at the State Fairgrounds in Hutchinson, with credit given to the creator. The barn quilt will become property of the State Fair. Junior and adult categories for this class open to the public. For entry information on the sheet cake competition or the barn quilt class, phone 268-0578 or 363-7344. Randy Hubbard, Emergency Management Director at Washington County, recently held a meeting to discuss ambulance services in Washington County. Hubbard was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
Well, we just want to make sure that all those same services, fire, EMS, they're up to date on all their training. If there's areas that they would like to have some training in, whether it be, extrication from a vehicle standpoint or fire training. We live in a small community, and we always hope and pray that, we're not going to be that community that experiences some of the things that other communities that you read about in the paper or on TV. But, our goal is really just to make sure everybody is as prepared as they can. And, through training, through providing them resources, and just make sure they're as ready as they can be.
Randy Hubbard, Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator, commenting on a recent meeting held regarding ambulance services in Washington County. Volunteers are always needed. Contact Hubbard for additional details. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, a roll, pickled beets, and strawberry cheesecake salad. Tomorrow, Hawaiian meatballs, rice, wheat bread, California blend, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's dinner for two. Grab your wife, your boyfriend, or just someone who looks lonely on the street and make your way to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville. Share an appetizer from our selected menu, choose two entrees, and satisfy your sweet tooth with the dessert to share. All this for just $30. Make a date or show up on the fly. It's dinner for two at the Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by WeatherOlogy.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, we have a chance for some isolated storms early on, and much the same over the next several days with intermittent shower and storm chances right into your Wednesday and Thursday coming up as well. Expecting mid-80s for those high temperatures by this afternoon and looking for lower 80s for those highs into your Wednesday. Much the same right into your Thursday coming up with those high temperatures once again reaching the lower to middle part of the 80s. Rounding out your work week for your Friday with still a slight chance for some showers and storms, and by Saturday, high of 83. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, a slight chance for an isolated storm mainly early on, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures working up into the mid-80s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a chance for some late-night showers and storms in 64. Then for your Wednesday, partial sunshine. Still can't rule out that chance for some showers and storms with a high temperature of 83. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late June, 87. The average low, 67. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59. Sunny and 71 degrees. Winds are calm. Barometer 30.21 inches. Relative humidity, 84%. Wind shift last night did prompt just a brief shower, a trace amount of precipitation here at the studios in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The 4th of July is the time when Americans celebrate freedom and independence. It's also the time to spruce up your all-American home. To help out, Hometown Lumber and Hardware and Valspar are offering rebates on paint so you can free up some of your hard-earned money. Between June 26th and July 10th, receive up to $50 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Get back $7 per gallon on Valspar Pristine and a $5 rebate on Valspar Medallion Paint towards a more America the Beautiful from Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
A historic night for Chris Bryant. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Chicago Cubs have tons of young talent on their team. And last night, one youngster in particular stole the show.
And the 1-2. And Bryant cracks one in the air. Deep left field. He's hit another one. This ball is going to make the upper deck as well. His third home run of the game. Cubs lead 9-7. Chris Bryant putting on a tremendous show of power here in Cincinnati.
Pat Hughes with the call on WSCR. Bryant became the first player in Major League history with three home runs and two doubles in the same game. And the Cubs went on to defeat the Cincinnati Reds 11-8. And another Brexit in England, this time from national team head coach Roy Hodgson, after his team lost to Iceland 2-1 in the Euro round of 16.
My contract was always up after the Euros, so now is the time for someone else to oversee the progress of this young, hungry, and extremely talented group of players.
Back to the diamond as the Cleveland Indians continue to stay hot.
The reliever, Terrell Jenkins, sets up high. Here's his pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball to right. This one's hit well. Markakis is back. Home run, Chisenhall! Lonnie Chisenhall has hit a three-run home run that has put the Indians in front 4-1.
That's Tom Hamilton on WTAM. Cleveland went on to beat Atlanta 8-3. putting their win streak at 10 games, the most in the majors this season. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, the Nationals scored 11 unanswered runs to defeat the Mets 11-4. In the first round at Wimbledon, top-ranked Serena Williams takes on Amra Sadikovic at 8 a.m. Eastern. And on the men's side, fourth-ranked Stan Wawrinka takes on American Taylor Fritz. And the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team was announced, being led by now four-time Olympian Carmelo Anthony and current NBA free agent Kevin Durant. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest crop progress and condition report released late Monday from USDA. And again this week, no change in the corn condition nationwide, so 75% good to excellent. Last year, we were at 68% good to excellent. Some states, Nebraska, 79% good to excellent. Kansas, 65%. Illinois, 73%. Iowa, 80%. Indiana, 73% good to excellent. Corn silking now 6% nationwide. This is the first week to report. The average this time of the year, 5%. Kansas, 17% silk. Nebraska, just 1%. Soybean emerged, just about all of them, 95% nationwide versus 89% last week. The average, 91%. Nebraska, 99%. And Kansas, the number, 84%. Blooming, those soybeans, 9%. This is the first week being reported this year. The average is 7%. Nebraska, at 8%. Kansas have none yet. Soybean condition, nationwide 72% good to excellent. 73% was the number last week. Last year was 63% good to excellent. Nebraska, 78%. Kansas, 59%. Iowa, 77%. Sorghum planting, 95% complete nationwide. In Kansas, 9% has been headed out nationwide, the number 26th. Sorghum condition, 70% good to excellent. 74% in Kansas, 83% in Nebraska, and Texas, sorghum at 64%, good to excellent. Winter wheat, as of Sunday, 45% of the nation's winter wheat harvested. Last week, we were just at 25%. The average this time of the year, 41%. Kansas, 58% complete. Last week at 25%. Last year, 37%. The average is 50% for this last week in June. Nebraska, just 4% done with their wheat harvest. Full national report online at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. Well, wheat harvest 2016 continues to advance and advance very rapidly. The USDA's Crop Progress Report issued Monday afternoon indicates that 45% of the United States wheat crop has been harvested as of last Sunday. That's a jump from 25% the previous week. In Kansas, the wheat harvest jumped from 25% complete to 58% complete in just 1 week. Tracy Zarian and her husband are now cutting in western Kansas.
We got moved up to our stop at Deerfield, Kansas, but we're at. And we got started Friday night, and the yields are absolutely amazing. The last time I asked him, was it 64?
Those 100-plus bushel yields, but I was kind of skeptical to buy into that, but you're telling me that that's the truth, huh?
I'm telling you that's the truth, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
This is, and I don't want to get into a statewide competition here, but this is better wheat than you were looking at in Texas, then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, these guys out here in western Kansas have had some pretty rough years, so I'm thrilled to death for the farmer to have this kind of a yield. Too bad he doesn't have a price for it, though, right?
The Crop Progress Report indicates that Texas wheat harvest is 80% complete. Oklahoma's wheat harvest is 87% finished. Nebraska has just gotten started on its wheat harvest. Wheat harvest 2016. Ag News, harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. And we all know what that is. It is agriculture. Dairy Month is ending, and I went out to a dairy breakfast near Chicago, near Hampshire, Illinois, and had a great time. I'll tell you about it right after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
About 2,000 people showed up for a dairy breakfast at the Drendel Dairy Farm near Hampshire, Illinois recently. And the folks who put it on, Dale and Linda Drendel and many others who helped them, did a great job of telling agriculture's story. Posted on some of the outbuildings were signs, including this one that read, Agriculture Facts. Number one, 98% of American dairy farms are family-owned. Number two, Illinois is a leading producer of soybeans, corn, swine, and number one for pumpkins. Number three, farmers strive for sustainability by using the latest technology and practices. Number four, 23% of farms in Illinois raise beef cows, 10% raise swine, only 3% have dairy cows. Number five, farmland covers nearly 75% of the state's total land area. Number six, the average size of the Illinois farm is 358 acres, 96% are family owned. I spent a few minutes chatting with Dale Drendel, one of the hosts of the Dairy Breakfast.
Lindale Holsteins is actually my wife and I. Linda, we've been married 42 years next week.
Oh,
and thank you. 650 acres all right here in this local vicinity. We've actually been on this farm since 1974 when we got married. And I actually grew up 2 miles down the road. And we moved there when I was in first grade. So kind of been in this industry forever, really. Linda came from a dairy farm down in Yorkville, Illinois. So she's, you know, knew what she was getting into. And like I said, we've just really been huge promoters of the dairy industry.
So what are the challenges right now? I know that milk is around 15 or maybe less. I'm not sure where it is right now.
A little bit less than that, yes. Obviously, price makes a big difference. You know, a year and a half ago, we were at $25 milk. So it does kind of crunch into the bottom line a little bit. You know, feed costs went down a little bit, you know, after the grain came off its high of $7 a bushel corn back down to $4, a little under it there. You know, obviously feed costs enter into it. But still, you know, it's the, I guess the real issue would be on a person's debt load, you know, how much you can stand at the time. But, you know, so you try to survive.
How many cows do you milk?
Milking 125 cows, farming 650 acres.
Dale Drendel, who hosted a very successful dairy breakfast near Hampshire, Illinois. Back after this.
Belleville High Banks Hall of Fame is excited about the American Ag Heritage Festival on July 2nd and hopes everyone is making plans to be there. It is sure to be a fun time for all. From Belleville High Banks Hall of Fame and National Midget Auto Racing Museum, a great collection of race cars and racing memorabilia. Grab your friends and family. Belleville Healthcare Center invites everyone to the American Ag Heritage Festival on July 2nd. There will be activities for the whole family, including food, crafts, kids' games, live music, and much more. From your friends at Belleville Healthcare Center, specialized care, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies, 72. Look for a little bit cooler temperatures today. Wind shift last night brought some gusty winds and a brief round of showers. We recorded a trace amount of precipitation.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2016, including 1,500 and 2,500 models, the Nordis Motor Company has the new 2016 Chevrolet Equinox and Chevrolet Cruze, the new 2016 Buick Encore and Sport Touring Edition, and the Buick Enclave at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Blake Cripps. The Wichita Force last night winning an indoor football championship in Wichita, Kansas, as the Wichita Force hold off the Amarillo Venom by 3. Wichita is now undefeated in the Champions Bowl. The Wichita Wild won Champions Bowl 1 and 2 in the CPIFL, and the Wichita Force have won the Champions Indoor Football Championship last night at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita, Kansas. Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, among 12 players who have been selected to represent the U.S. men's basketball team at the Rio Olympics. U.S. roster includes Warrior starters Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Harrison Barnes, along with Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan of the Raptors, Kyrie Irving of Cleveland also on the team, Jimmy Butler of Chicago, DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers also on the team. And Pat Summitt has died. Mid-America Network Sports.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family, they weren't doing things right. We wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm.
Going on right now, a $1,000 off coupon arrives in your mailbox, and that will help you get into a pair of Beltone hearing aids for less than you might have otherwise.
And you may not even know the hearing that you're missing already. Check your mailbox for your Beltone mailer to save $1,000 on Beltone hearing aids, or visit a Beltone location today and ask about your savings. To find a location near you, go to beltoneofkansas.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
KNDY.